Lord, message number 29. The title of the message, Have a Great Faith. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 15. And let us read from verse 21 to verse 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, he helped me, she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and her daughter was healed. And from that very hour, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit in our life. We do pray, O God, that the message will be a great encouragement to each and every one of us. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message, so that you will receive the glory and the honor. We pray for people to be saved, people to get revived, people to commit their ways and their life unto you. We pray also, Lord, that people, they will draw near to you and they will seek you, Lord, and they will seek your face. We pray for people to get saved, get healed, get delivered from work of demons, get hope, get encouragement. Oh Lord, answer our prayer and take this message with the Holy Spirit and bring it to those who are waiting, oh God, to receive your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Many they ask about this story, and they question why the Lord behaved and spoke in this way with this woman. They say why the Lord does not like this Canaanite woman. Many they think that the Lord is not favoring that woman, and he is not caring for that woman, because the way he spoke and he dealt with that woman, as if he is sending her away and he does not like her to be coming toward him. That's not true. That's not true. We will explain and go along the scripture, and we will find out what was the purpose of the Lord in dealing in that way with that Canaanite woman. This woman, she was in distress. Her daughter, she was suffering. She was terribly possessed by demon, and she needed deliverance. She came to the Lord. She's non-believer, by the way. She is Canaanite. She is not Israelite. As the Lord drew near to Tyre and Sidon, a woman from that area came to him. She came to him, and she was crying, praying, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. She came and asked the Lord to help her. The first response of the Lord, it looked like a negative response, did not answer a word to that woman. When he did not answer her, as if he does not like her. What did the disciples understand? They understood that the Lord does not want this woman. So the disciple came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keep crying out after us. When the Lord kept quiet, they said, it's a good opportunity. Let us ask the Lord to chase her away, because she's disturbing us and we don't like to be disturbed. We are coming to enjoy life. Some people, they understand that when people ask them to pray and to do the work of God and to help them, they are disturbing them. No. That is our responsibility before the Lord, to bring the message and to help the people as much as we can spiritually and bring them near to God. So they came to him and they told him, send her away. And what the Lord answered in verse 24, he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. What he is telling to the woman, as if he is telling to the woman, I'm not coming to you. I'm coming to the other people. So we find as if this woman is really discouraged when the Lord kept silent. She was discouraged when the disciple asked the Lord to send her away. And she was also discouraged when the Lord said, I came on to the lost sheep of Israel. But here, why the Lord was speaking this way? Is really the Lord does not want this woman to come to him? No. He wanted that woman to come to him. But the Lord was exploring and bringing up to the surface the great faith of that woman. When the woman, she heard this, she did not get discouraged. Some of you get discouraged when the Lord not answer prayer. When the disciples are not willing to help you. When some word of God give you some discouragement and you misunderstand the Lord. Now here the woman, she did not go away from the Lord, even she heard like this. But she decided in verse 25 to draw near to God. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. Now what we learn here, even when the Lord is not answering our prayer, even when we are discouraged, even as if we are neglected by the Lord and the Lord is not caring to us, we still need to draw near to God. That woman, she did not go away. But as if the word of the Lord and his attitude toward her and the attitude of the disciple had encouraged her more to come and draw near to God. We learn something important today. Trial, hardship, suffering, persecution, passing hard time, even God is not answering our prayer, even we are left alone, still we will do our best to draw near to the Lord. We come to him, we kneel down, we cry, Lord, help me. This woman, she discerned. She discerned. She does not only have a great faith, but she discerned that the only one who can help her is the Lord. And the Lord here was teaching his disciple a good way of teaching. He's showing them a great example of a woman. She not only have a great faith, but she had a discernment that the Lord can help her. What she's saying to the Lord when she's not discouraged, she's coming to him, she's telling to him indirectly, Lord, I know in you I have the answer. I will have the deliverance. In you, Lord, I receive the answer for my prayer. In verse 26, the Lord, he is pushing her away more. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. He's telling Aaron to act as if you're a dog. What she say, the woman? She get upset? No. What she say? What she answer him? 27? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, she said. She did not say no to the Lord. She did not get upset. Many of the people know when the Lord is not answering their prayer or he is keeping quiet for a while, they get upset and sad with the Lord. They will not give their commitment. The service and the ministry that they need to do, they are not doing. They grumble. Why the Lord say like that? And why the Lord did not answer? And why he did not heal? And why he did not give? And why he did not provide? That is not an act of faith. That's grumbling. We learn from the example of this Canaanite woman. She has a great faith and she has discernment. Even the Lord is speaking like this. But I know the Lord. He will not, neither leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord told her, it is not right to give the children bread to the dogs, to their dogs. But she answered, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. No problem, Lord. But I will not go away. In spite of all my suffering, Lord, I will continue, Lord, to serve you. I will continue to draw near to you. Job said, even if he slay me, I will still worship him. I will still serve him. And here we get the encouragement. God wants us to have greater faith. Don't allow discouragement. Don't allow trials. Don't allow not answer prayer. Don't allow even when the Lord is silent, is not answering you. Don't allow such things to bring you far away from God. We use all that to draw near to God. God wants us to have faith. In the book of Matthew, there's another person who is non-believer. This woman, she was non-believer, but she has greater faith than his own disciples who were around him. You know, nowadays, many Christians, they are just a ritual Christian. The faith is just an idea, or just a ritual faith or routine faith, but no great faith. All discouraged, all get burned out, all are backsliding, going out. But the Lord today wants to revive us. The Lord today reminding us and showing us that we should not go along with what we see or hear, but we go along with His word declare that He will neither leave us nor forsake us. This woman, she said to him, Lord, even the dogs, they can eat the crumbs. Still I can get something from you, Lord. I know, Lord. I will not go away from you. That's what she's saying. Even you push me. Even you neglect me. I will still run and cry out to you. David say in book of Romans chapter 8, what he said to the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 36. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. David is saying to the Lord, he is serving the Lord and he is doing his best to God. But the Lord, as if the Lord, he is not caring about David. He is not treating him in the good way. Sometimes God allows a certain time in our life. God is not treating us well. Why? He wants to bring in us a greater faith. He wants to check our faith. Our faith should not be based on how much we receive from God. No. Our faith should be based on what God is and what His word says. And that should be our faith. We live by faith, not by sight, not by what we see, not by what we suffer. Certain time, the word of God contradicts our reality. Our reality does not fit with what the word of God says. But we should not believe the circumstances. We should believe what God says and declare in His word. In Matthew chapter 8, there's another man who came to the Lord. He have His servant. He was falling sick. He was also an unbeliever. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 and up to verse 8. When Jesus has entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Why he say like this? Because he was a man of authority. He does not like that the people will say that the Lord came to that man's house because that man had ordered him. He said, don't come. I don't deserve it. But see the faith of this man. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. He has faith in the word of Jesus, in the word of God. Are you listening, my dear brother? Do you have a faith, my dear sister? My dear co-worker, do you have faith in the word of God? Certain time I say to the Lord, Lord, you just speak it. Lord, you just speak the word and it will be done. If you say it, oh God, it is done on the ground. When the Lord hear this, when Jesus hear this, he was astonished and said to those following him in verse 10, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. In verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believe it. And his servant was healed at that very hour. Going back to the Canaanite woman, according to her answer, according to her great faith, she received the promise of the Lord. The Lord told her in verse 28, Matthew 15:28, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. You see, this woman, if she was discouraged by the disciple and went away from the Lord, if she was discouraged by Jesus' silence and his word of not welcoming her, if she had been discouraged with what the Lord has said to her, her request would not be granted. You know, there's a story in the Old Testament. There's a family at the time of the judges. We read this story in the book of Ruth. A family in Bethlehem, family of Elimelech and his wife Noemi. Time had passed on this family in Bethlehem. There was a famine. So, without direction of the Lord, without his direction, they took their two sons and they went to Moab for living. After 10 years, it proved that their decision was wrong. The man died. His two sons, who married non-believer Moabite woman, they died. And Noemi heard that God has visited his people and God had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them. So Noemi, she said to her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, I will go back to Bethlehem. The sweet verse 8, Ruth chapter 1 verse 8. Then Noemi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me. Verse 9, may the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Noemi is telling them, you go back. You go and live your life. Why you will come with me? Then she kissed them and they wept aloud and said to her, we will go back with you to your people. She is telling them, you go back. I'm going to my God, but you don't come because what you will gain from me and what is hope? You know, sometime you are called to encourage other, you discourage other and send them away. You must have the faith in God. You must have hope in the Lord, so the other will not be discouraged and go away. They don't want to go away. But the way you said in verse 11, return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have many more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, in verse 12. My daughters, I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grow up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me. At this they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. One of them, she responded to the discouragement. No need. Why you suffer? Why you come with me? Why you spend money? Why you are living your life for God? No need. I suffer, but you don't suffer. That's wrong. That's very wrong. Orpah was not blessed because she went back. But who was blessed? Ruth. Ruth, she was persistent to clench to Naomi and to go back with Naomi because she discerned. She has faith and she discerned that the God of Naomi is the true. Is the true God. Luke said, Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her guests. Go back with her. Verse 16, but Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I'll be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. The Lord saw in the Canaanite woman that you spoke, she determined to come to the Lord. She did not mind to reach him, whatever the discouragement, whatever the price, whatever the cost. Even I am far away from God, but I determined to follow the Lord. Same here, Ruth. Ruth was blessed. We know that Ruth, she became finally, God gave her the right man, Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, from her husband's side. And from him, she get a son Obed, and Obed he get Jesse, and Jesse get David, and she became in the lineage of Christ, in the lineage of King David, and later on in the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now Ruth is a good example for you also. You need to determine to follow God. Me, I have trials. I have problems. I have hardship. I suffer for God. But I encourage you. Listen to me. You go with me. To follow the Lord. We will draw near together to God. We are not like the disciple who discouraged the woman. We encourage each and every one of you to present you perfect for in Christ, to go forward. Don't look to your suffering. See the waiting glory that the Lord is going to give us. The crown of eternal life that the Lord will reward for those who stood firm for Him. God called you to have a greater faith on Him. Let us kneel down. and thank the Lord for His word to us. Then, Lord, increase our faith. Help us to trust You, Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I determine today. I will not be discouraged. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, whatever the people will say and speak, I will continue go on and do Your will and save You, O God, because I know in You there is eternity. In You, Lord, there is eternal life. In You, Lord, there is life and life to the full. Even, Lord, when You say to Peter and to the disciple, when You have told them, Lord, O God, that You do not want to leave too, do You? But Lord, Simon Peter answer You, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that You are the Holy One of God. Yes, Lord, we will not go to anyone. We will not go away. Even sometimes Your word is hard. Even sometimes, Lord, You are silent. Even You are sometimes discouraged by the disciples who are sent us away. But Lord, You draw very near to You. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase our faith, Lord. I pray, Lord, everyone who pray and who commit his ways unto You, Lord. We pray, O God. Increase, O Lord, their faith, O God. Any brother and sister who discourage, increase his faith and let them trust You, Lord, and continue to draw near to You. O Father, we pray that the purpose that You sent the message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus, and You will reap the harvest, O God, through disciples and workers, and through conversion, and many who are far away, they will draw near to You. Lord, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and spread it all over the world. O God, we thank You and praise You. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let Your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.